The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening to Radio Nomada, which has Nomada Ahmed. Inshallah, you're well, and inshallah, you enjoy this week's show. Daily Nomada is a weekly chat show where I discuss different topics from COVID-19, travel news, all those important stuff, as well as general affairs and Islamic topics. It comes out every Sunday evening, afternoon, evening, and yeah. So this week I'll be continuing this series of the 99 names of Wallace Mandela's meanings, benefit, no, meanings, quote, no, meanings, grand quotes, and Hadiths series. And I'll be talking about like the library and why it's important, like with books and all that. So ensure you guys enjoy it and roll the episode. So it's time for the 12 years in the... No, it's time for the 99 names, as well as meanings, quotes and hadith series. So this week we'll be looking at Al-Muhaini, which is the protector, Bismillah. The one who has witnessed the saying and the deeds of the creation. Al-Muhaini is the one who ensures well-being and protection over his creation. Ever watchful and offer peace and security. He's trustworthy and... proclaims trust. So from the Quran and Hadith section, from the root, from the letters HYMN, which is basically means the what, to watch over, overseas, protect, guard to become a witness, to offer security and peace. Determine what is true and extend a wing. So like when your mama hen protects the chick, those sort of things. Here's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although he has no dignity, the salvation, the pure, the purity, the pursue of faith, overseer, exceedingly mighty, the companion, the superior, exceeding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever is associated with him. That is from the Surah Al-Hashr, number 59, I think it's Surah 59, Ayah 23. And he is subjugated of his servants, sent over guardian angels until death first come for you. Our messenger, take him, don't fall to his duties. That's from the Quran, Ayah 6. Surah 6, Ayah 61. Surely Allah witnessed them all. This explains the following verse. That day the people were disturbed, separate from like category to be shown as a result of the deed. So whoever has the atomic weight of good will see it, and whoever does an atomic weight of evil will see it. That's from the Surah 99, Ayah 6 to 8. So, Jazakallah for listening. Next week, we'll be looking at Al-Azeen in this beautiful series, and inshallah, you guys enjoy it. So, now I'm going to play you guys an sheet for this week. So, I was like, thinking, oh, which one should I do? And this is like kind of fits in with like what's gonna happen next week, but I decided to play this one. I think it's A Mother's Love by Zayn Beaker. I'm not too sure, but yeah, it's a new one that I heard recently. Well, I know it's not new, but you know what I mean. It's a new it's a new one that I have listened personally. So, ensure you guys enjoy it, and after that, I might do like why we should be kind, I don't know, there's some quotes, but yeah, ensure you guys enjoy it.
I think my mom is amazing.
She wakes early in the morning with a smile, and she holds my head up high. Don't you ever let anybody put you down, 'cause you are my little angel. And she makes something warm for me to drink, 'cause it's cold out there, she thinks. Then she walks me to school, yes, I ain't no fool. I just think my mommy is amazing. She makes me feel like I can do anything. And when she's with me, there's nowhere. she's waiting by the gate. I'm so happy that I just can't wait to get home to tell her how my day went. Eat the yummy food only my mom makes. Then I wind her up cause I don't wanna bed. And we run around the house with the lamp. No matter what I say, she gets her way. I think my mommy's amazing. She makes me feel like I can do anything. And when she's with me, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. In the evening, she tucks me into bed, and I wrap my arms around her head. Then she tells me a tale of a girl far away who one day became a princess. I'm so happy I don't hurt her. So she lies in bed with me. As I close my eyes, how lucky am I to have a mom that's so amazing. She makes me feel like I can do anything. And when she's with me, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. Then I wake up in the morning, she's not there. And I realize she never was. And I'm still here in this lonely orphanage with so many just like me. And as my dreams begin to fade, I try hard to look forward to my day. But there's a pain in my heart that's a craving. How I wish I had a mom that's amazing. Would be amazing.
She makes me feel, do anything. She's with me, nowhere else I'd rather be.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Daily Namana, which has Namana. But the intro, you guys enjoy a Mother's Love, so I have to remember what it was called. Mother's Love by Zane Bika, I think is it? I don't know. So yeah, Zane Bika, yeah. So now I was gonna do like top ten like facts about Mother's Day. This is just gonna be linked to my next week's podcast, so yeah. Number one, Mother's Day is the biggest flower day, a buyer day in the land, because apparently flowers are the first thing. Flowers are one of the first things that usually happens on Mother's Day. Mother's Day dates back to ancient Greece. Who knew the roots of Mother's Day can go back to ancient Greece, as the Greeks used to hold an annual spring festival that dedicated to the mothers of the gods. Number three. In the UK and Ireland, Mother Sunday is celebrated on the fourth Sunday of Lent. So like this year is actually happening on the 27th of March, 2022. Yeah, and this is actually one of the, which is linked to number four. Mother's Day is linked to the one of the most popular days to go out eating. Number five, in America, Mother's Day is founded by Anna Jarvis, because she was like going on protest for the holidays and all that. Number six, carnation are flowers that are used for Mother's Day that were used to as a, like a bouquet. Number seven, in the UK, 30 million cards sent on Mother's Day. That is a lot of work for those post people out there. And according to number eight, it's actually similar cake. That's actually the food that they have, typically. Which is basically a cake, layer of almond paste, and like in the top and the middle. Yeah. Got like two more. Number nine, Mother's Day The oldest first time mother, it was 70, like 2008 it was. And number 10, Mother's Day is celebrated 46 countries around the world, which is basically a around the world tradition. Several different times of the year, depends on the city you live. But if you're from the UK, is this year's the 27th of March, 2022. So, Jazakallah Khair for listening, as always. Next week, I'll be talking about Mother's Day. So, I'll be doing, like, I'll be reading a poem and also just doing, like, a little speech for my mum. So, yeah, inshallah, you guys enjoy it. Stay tuned next week, as always. Till then, love is and peace out for now. Bye.